On this episode, you will learn how to deduct fitness programs, whether you're from the entrepreneur side or the client side. We're going to go over how you can deduct the program itself, what types of therapy is not deductible, and how you can deduct your gym membership. So as always, if this episode helps you or a friend, please do me a favor and share it with them. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome to Build Your Wealth Muscle, a podcast dedicated to helping fitness entrepreneurs build wealth by saving taxes and growing their money. Each episode will break down different strategies in the areas of business, tax, and retirement planning specifically for your coaching business. Disclaimer, the topics covered in this podcast are for educational purposes only. This is not advice for your specific situation. Please consult a qualified financial or tax professional before making any changes to your financial or tax situation. Now here's your host, certified financial planner and tax advisor, Pat Darby. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Build Your Wealth Muscle. Next week, actually, the episode is going to have a exciting announcement. Exciting on my end, maybe not that exciting on the other people's end, but we're on episode 77. And if you're new to the show, first of all, welcome. Thanks for joining us. There are two show formats. So if you're listening to this one, you clicked on it, you know, it's a solo episode, but we do two types. This type, which is a solo, it's just me. And it allows me to go really in depth and give tutorials and hopefully step-by-step guides on things that are helpful in the areas of tax, finance, business planning, business consulting, this virtual CFO world, wealth management. And then we all bring on the other type of show, which is guests. They could be colleagues of yours. So if you're just recently, like for the last year and so, we've really tried to hyper-focus on the fitness industry. We're broadening that out because the online entrepreneurial space in general for my practice is expanding. And that's everything from different types of online coaching to the online entrepreneurs that are making money on social media, on OnlyFans, just in general. We're expanding our footprint. And as you might know from listening or from other tax people that you talk to, the tax code for online businesses, about 90-95% of it is applicable to everybody. It's that 5% where it really differentiates whether we're talking about a health conference or if it's like the type of things that you would do for a content shoot. Again, that's pretty hyper-focused, but I say that because the other type is where we bring on a guest and they a colleague of those online businesses or someone supporting it. Whether that's like myself supporting it from a financial standpoint or someone who is a colleague of mine in the tax world or a lawyer supporting them in the legal, like building entities and protecting your estate and things like that. So those are the two shows that we try to bring to you. I'm putting together, had some tech issues, putting together some in person, especially here out in Vegas, but collaborating with a lot of really high level entrepreneurs, going to get them to come here to the office, do the in-person podcast setup. Tried to do that with my buddy to launch it. He's got a very successful fitness business. Unfortunately, I am not a tech guru. And we had the poor guy spent about, I think, 60 to 90 minutes trying to watch me try to get the audio to work before we just went and grabbed dinner. But still going to launch that, figured out the tech issue. So that to say, let's get into the show. This one is about health insurance. And that's a super boring topic. But it's the deductions and not necessarily your deductions. But if you're in the health and fitness space, your clients might be able. So this could be a bullet or a bullet in your chest there, in your sales chest to help people see another value to what you do. So could your coaching program be a tax deduction for them? You'll find out in this episode as we break it down. And then obviously, if you are not in the health space, maybe you're the things that you do to stay in shape and to look a certain way, maybe those are going to be deductible. So we're going to dive into it. But before we do that, let's really take a step back here and talk about how the medical deduction works in general. Because the challenge with how the medical deduction works, it kind of sucks in the United States. And I'm not saying that, I shouldn't phrase it that way, because I don't know how the health deduction works in other countries. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter to my clients and myself. But it's not very good the way the deduction works here. And this is the reason why. If you have a medical deduction, like you'll hear, and I'll give you the show notes for all this, but it's publication 502. So that's going to be a pretty meaningless thing for everybody listening. But publication 502, it's where everything that we talk about lies. Like, what is a qualified medical expense? And so if you have a qualified medical expense, you can write it off. But here's the problem. The vast majority of people listening are not even utilizing that. So you are giving those deductions to your accountant, but the 83% of you listening are not even using it. And the reason for that is because the medical deduction is buried inside of what, if you hear like itemized deductions. So when the tax code changed under Trump, which is a ton of amazing things for entrepreneurs, but this, if you're itemizing, most people stopped itemizing because it was more favorable not to. So 83% of the people are no longer itemizing. So, all right. So I shouldn't have said no longer, but I don't know what it was before that. But either way, right now it spiked to 83% are not itemizing. So you're taking the standard deduction in that scenario. So if you have all these medical expenses, you're not necessarily getting a tax deduction, even though you're calculating them, you're giving them to your accountant, and he's running the math, he or she is running the math and being like, well, it's not enough to move the meter. You're not itemizing, moving on. And here's the reason why, because you do not get those medical deductions until they have all added up to exceed 7.5% of what your adjusted gross income is. So I'll keep the math very simple here. If you make like an individual, for example, if you make $100,000 and your medical expenses are $6,000, your medical deduction is zero because, and then I'll give you another example. If you're that same individual, $100,000 of income, and your medical deductions are $8,000, your medical tax deduction is only $500. So you spent $8,000 and your deduction is only $500. And the reason is because it's the amount of money over that 7.5%. So if you make $100,000, you have to clear $7,500 worth of medical expenses before the first dollar is a deduction. So that's why the vast majority of people aren't taking advantage of it, because if you're above that $100,000 mark, just start doing the math. If you're at $200,000, which would be great, but that means you need to have $15,000 worth of medical expenses before you even start taking a deduction. Now, if you're a business owner, it gets a little bit more favorable because like your monthly premiums, that's not in this equation. You get to take those, so you're good there. So this is all the out-of-pocket costs, which makes it even harder, because if you're just running up a few thousand dollars with prescriptions and doctor's visits and blood work, whatever it is, those are all qualified medical expenses. They'll all be found on that publication 502. So again, you could be sitting there being like, oh, I got this deduction. And so it all adds up to $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. You hand it to your accountant and it does nothing for your taxes because you made well over six figures, which is the goal for everyone. So that's why, in general, medical deductions are tough. But if you're listening to that saying, well, the high ticket stuff, it might push you over. So we're going to go through some of the things that you might be spending money on, and you would love it to be a medical tax deduction, because if all of your doctor's visits and all the normal stuff that you think about are only $10,000, but you need to cover $15,000 before it even matters, these might push you over because you might be spending money in certain areas that could be a deduction for you. Or it could be part of your sales pitch to clients saying, hey, you have this, or this. Now, the program that I'm offering you, maybe it's a $5,000 program, but if it's a qualified medical deduction because of what we're going to discuss in a minute, then that could be an advantage to you and to them. because now you've given them an opportunity to take a tax deduction. And obviously for you, it's more revenue for your business. So it's a win-win for everybody, except for the IRS, but screw them. So here we go. So that was the reason that in general, medical deductions are far less favorable than people think because of how the calculation's done. But now let's drop into the world that I harp about. And I don't know, it's clearly my most boring content because when I talk about it on social media, specifically Instagram, it's by far my lowest engagement. The fewest likes, the fewest views, which this episode, I was like, geez, maybe I shouldn't even do this episode. So anyone listening to this episode, thank you. Because whenever I talk about medical stuff, it is my lowest engagement. So it's a total bummer. But I can't emphasize enough how important it is, because if we can shift from that boring, hard to get medical deduction into these health savings accounts or HSAs, that opens up the ball game. And here's why. There's no income limit on a health savings account. The way it works is if you have a medical plan that is the health savings plan, and I've had a whole episodes on this, episode 56. So if you want to pause here, listen to that and come back, it goes way more in depth than what I'm doing here. That's the whole episode. Here, I'm just giving you a preamble, because if this is your first time listening, the rest of this won't be as meaningful if you don't have a little of the background. But again, I think I spent like 30, 40 minutes talking about these and the other. So on, again, episode 56. So in an HSA, it's triple tax-free. You put the money in, you get a tax deduction. No matter what your income, you can make $1 billion a year, get your tax deduction. But you don't lose the money. So in 2023, you can put in just under $3,900. It's $3,850 as an individual. Double it for a married couple. It's just under $7,850. You put that $3,850 in, and if you never use it because you're super healthy, you don't have any health problems, then in 2024, you put it in again. It'll probably be slightly higher because it's indexed for inflation each year. So inside of that, it's triple tax-free, meaning you put the money in, you get a tax deduction. You don't use it and you invest it, or you put it in a savings account, whatever you want to do with it, because you can invest these. You can put them into the stock market. You could self-direct them, put them into real estate, whatever. If you don't end up using it, it just keeps growing. If you have it invested, in theory you do, or you probably would. I shouldn't say should, because it's not an investment advice. But in theory, if you invest it, it can grow on you. Then when you pull it out, for any of these qualified medical deductions that we're talking about, you don't pay tax on it. So hypothetically speaking, you put your $3,000 in 2023. Again, you can do 3,850, but keep the math simple. You put $3,000 in, $3,000 next year, $3,000 next year, and then it's growing at whatever rate. And all of a sudden, you got $100,000 in there because of you have your healthy lifestyle. You haven't used much of it. And then bam, you have a surgery, a medically qualified surgery. Say it costs you $40,000. When you pull that money, that $40,000 out, completely tax-free money because you used it for qualified medical. Versus conversely, like if you, like medical expenses are a big problem in America. So if you rated a 401k or an IRA because you have a surgery, that's going to be taxed and potentially penalties as well if you don't have an exception or whatever. So the HSA gets around all that. It's triple tax-free. And then there's a bunch of benefits in retirement if you are fortunate enough to be young and healthy. So they're awesome. They get around that issue that we just talked about with the medical expense deduction. Again, if you want a deeper dive on that, episode 56, I give you all the boring details, how you can use it, how you can roll it into retirement, what you can use it for. Boom. All right. So let's get into why you actually listen. So we're 14 minutes in, and hopefully that background was valuable. And for anyone who already knew that, sorry for waste. Hopefully you're still with us. All right. So as I dive into, again, this is as of March, I'm recording this in early April, 2023, but these updates are from March 17th. The IRS just updated all of these because it's been a gray area for a while. So they just reached, updated and gave us guidance on very specific things that for the health community come up all the time. And the answer is always like, well, it's a gray area. So they gave us a little more clarification. There's two components that are really going to drive your thinking for everything. So if the specific question that you have in mind isn't answered here, these two overarching themes basically answer the question what the IRS is saying. And that those two main things are general health versus specifically diagnosed disease. So we'll go through the specific examples, but in general, when you're talking about general health, it is not, N-O, not a deduction, tax deduction. However, if we're talking about a specifically diagnosed disease by a physician in general, that is going to give us the tax deduction. So we're going to go through now and sort of repeat those two themes for you. But that's sort of what that's going to drive the answer that the IRS has given in their guidance. So if it's therapy, so if you are a person, I'm going to sort of talk in the eyes of the entrepreneur. So if you're offering a therapy to your clients and you're trying to give yourself other ways to make this favorable for them to sign on, you can say, hey, you know, this is a tax deduction or this isn't a tax deduction. Here's what you can give them as guidance. If this is a therapy that you, like you're a counselor, you give therapy. If they have a diagnosed mental illness, again, diagnosed by a physician, then your treatment, your therapy can be a tax deduction. A therapy for that the IRS specifically uses as an example, marital counseling. That is not a tax deduction because it's not treatment for a medically diagnosed disease. So now let's dive into nutritional counseling. That might be a lot of people listening, or if you are into health and fitness, maybe you're looking to hire a nutritional counselor. Can that be? Yes, only if the nutritional counseling treats a specific diagnosed disease by a doctor. And the two examples they cite are obesity or diabetes. So if you have those and you want nutritional counseling, for you, it's a medical tax deduction. If you offer that and your prospects have that doctor's note, they have obesity, they have diabetes, you can say, hey, my invoice is a medical tax deduction. If they do not have a specifically diagnosed disease, then no, it's not a tax deduction. A weight loss program. Again, this is going to sound repetitive, but I want to address all the Q&A that the IRS addressed because it's going to help people. Weight loss program. If your weight loss program treats somebody with a specifically diagnosed disease by a physician, now they open up four categories: obesity, diabetes, hypertension, or heart disease. If your client or your prospect has those, your weight loss program is a tax deduction. If not, then no. Again, if their general health is improving with your program, that's obviously awesome. But from the IRS perspective, not a deduction. Gym memberships. They can be only if the membership was purchased. Now, this is confusing in my opinion. The membership was purchased. So I don't know if they don't give guidance here. Like if you already have a gym membership, then you get diagnosed, can you start deducting it? They say also, I'll give you what they say and then I'll give you my tip. Membership was purchased for the sole purpose of affecting a structure or function of the body. And they give an example, a prescribed plan for physical therapy to treat an injury. Or the sole purpose of treating a specific disease diagnosed by a physician, obesity, hypertension, heart disease. Now, it doesn't say this in there, but the way I would look at it, because I don't see guidance on whether or not an existing gym membership. But if this is what I would do, because it's all about record keeping. If you are scoping out a gym and maybe you join a gym that you just got diagnosed with hypertension or obesity or diabetes, whatever, you know, those diseases that the IRS is specifically citing, I would maybe join a new gym because that way you can, I mean, if you were looking to anyway, obviously I'm not saying if you love your gym to join a new gym, but I would tie those two together because you want to be able to, like, God forbid you're audited, you want to build that argument saying, look, like I was a member of, I can't think of a national gym, all the ones I think of are regional, but if you're a member of LVAC and you were always considering joining a gym like Fit Club, obviously there's two that I go to. I would make that pivot point, that the medical diagnosis, and then start writing it off. So the gym membership, again, that's if you own a gym or you're a trainer at a gym or you're considering, you're listening because you have those health things, that's how you can do it. Again, the IRS just made these guidance. And again, going back to what we said in the beginning, if you're trying to, you know what the gyms cost, you know, if you're a member of, oh my God, why can't I think of it? Not LA Fitness, Lifetime. I mean, that's, I think here in Vegas, it's like $200-$240 a month. So if you're trying to get to a number where you're like, okay, I can't deduct anything unless it's over 20 grand, you can start adding these things up, weight loss program. And if you're obese or have diagnosed diabetes or heart disease, you can start adding these up, your gym membership, your coach, all those are going to be thousands of dollars a year. But let's keep going. So we talked about this before, but they specifically bring it up. Costs of exercise for improvement of general health. Sorry, guys, this does not count as a deduction. They give examples like swimming, dance lessons, stuff like that. Those don't count. If you're just trying to get in better shape, unfortunately, that's not a tax deduction. It says, even if it's recommended by a doctor that you improve your general health, that doesn't count. This is verbatim from the IRS guidance. Improvement of general health is not the same as treatment for a specific diagnosed disease. So that's what you're going to have. So if you're listening and you want the tax deduction, you got to go back to your doctor and you need to have a specific thing that they're telling you your fitness journey is going to diagnose, like kind of conversely with your prospects and your existing clients. They want to start writing it off. And you might have a lot of clients that if you're doing transformation, you might have a lot of clients that this, like, you are saving their life because they have something medically diagnosed. I was going to say traumatic, but that's not probably the right term. But if they have something they're already been diagnosed with, you can go back to them and say, hey, just so you know, obviously it'd be even cooler if you give them the link to this episode and the two of you collaborate on bringing their account and be like, hey, is this true? And I'll put the link to the IRS thing in here. So any tax person who is questioning what I'm saying here, I'm going to have this in the show notes for you and for them. Give to your accountant, give to whoever's helping you prepare your taxes, because again, I'm getting this off the IRS website, so it doesn't get any better than that. Okay. More things that they talk about. Cost of food or beverages for weight loss. Yes, only if, and it has to be all three of these things, the food or beverage doesn't satisfy normal nutritional needs. The food or beverage alleviates or treats an illness. Again, it's got to be the specific thing. And the third, the need for the food or beverage is substantiated by a doctor. They have to be all of those things. So the medical expense is limited to the amount of the food by which the cost of the food or beverage exceeds the cost of a product that satisfies normal nutritional needs. So that's a confusing way to say it, but as I understand that, it's the amount of excess. So that one's going to be harder for people, but again, it's like anything else. Like if you have a specific diet requirement from your doctor or physician, that might open this up for you. And again, if any of those three requirements are not met, it fails the test. It is not a medical expense. So the same thing applies for nutritional supplements. Again, I didn't bring this one in, but let's throw it in at the very end. Like same thing, like the non-prescription drugs, things like that. It's the same theme applies. Non-prescription drugs over the counter and the supplements, nutritional supplements. Yes, the supplement is a deduction if it is recommended by a doctor for a specific thing. If it's just a general supplement for your overall health, like I would use as an example, a multivitamin or something like that, that's not going to count. But again, if it's by a doctor specifically for a medical condition, you can write all this stuff off. So if you're listening to this as a person who this is your livelihood in terms of your client base, and a lot of them have these really, you know, they're very overweight, they have got all these medical conditions, get with them and be like, hey, get us doctor's notes, because you're making a massive transformation on your health. It's not your general health. Like, you have specific diseases that we're trying to cure by taking control of your health. Again, like, throw away pharma and use these things. Again, because it's bullshit. You go to write a prescription for anything. Again, they're all specific. You write a prescription, you can write these off all day. But you go try to, like, just lose 40 pounds. Typically, if you don't do these right things from a tax perspective, you don't think to write them off. So again, the amazing thing, and now this is more for the people who run a business in fitness. If people out there have all this money in their health savings account, you should be talking to them as if they're going to join one of your health programs, and you know that they have these when you're going through and you're talking to them about some of the major problems in their medical history or their specific diagnosis that they recently got. This is another sales tool for you to say, look, do you have a health savings account? Do you have a flexible spending account at work or wherever? My program, based on what we just talked about, is a medical deduction. Swipe this card. Their employer might have a flexible savings account with thousands of dollars in it per year. And those, the flexible savings account, those are use it or lose it. So you might be a dream come true for them, especially at the end of the year. This is going to air in April of 2023, but especially at the end of the year, those flexible savings accounts, those are use it or lose it. So you come in around the holidays and say, hey, my program, blah, 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 your diagnosis, blah, 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 how much you got in your flexible savings account? Boom. The health savings account, you have the same flexibility of swiping the debit card, but those are not use it or lose it. So there's from a sales perspective, you have no urgency to give them. But from a tax perspective, they have this money sitting there and it's allowed to come out of there tax and penalty free for qualified medical expense. Now, again, if any of those things that we just talked about over the last 15 minutes are applicable to you or to your business, or if you're listening and you have a health issue and you have these flexible savings accounts, health savings accounts, or you're just doing you're already above the medical deduction limit, and so every dollar on top of that is a deduction, these are for you. So in conclusion, the overarching theme, I beat a dead horse on this, is if you're improving general health, the IRS doesn't look at that as a tax deduction. If a doctor has diagnosed you with a very specific disease and your therapy, your nutrition, your weight loss, your fitness, all of that is combating a specifically diagnosed disease by a physician, the IRS looks at that as a qualified medical expense and you can write it off. So hope that's helpful. And again, I'm going to put in the show notes the publication 502 so that you can see all the things that the IRS calls medical deductions, including like some of the cosmetic things that typically are not, but you'll see on there, they talk about it. And then the next one are these updates. So again, if you want to share this episode with either a friend or with your tax preparer who may or may not have been aware of this update, because it is tax season as I'm recording this, so they might not have seen it because they're heads down getting a lot of the paperwork filed for everybody. But I'm going to have those two in the show notes. And also, if you want to learn more about the health savings account, it's episode 56. Again, those are my episodes that get the lowest engagement because I think they're boring topics for people. But if you are listening to this and you want to use this from a sales perspective because of the type of business that you run, that's an untapped resource. Like, I talk to my friends that are in the real estate business when it comes to self-directing. And self-directing, I just had in my stories the other day, this is slightly change of topic, but I think it's cool from, like, if you're anyone listening, maybe you're in the mortgage business or the real estate business, which is having a hard time right now because as I'm recording this, interest rates are high and I believe inventory is slowing down and transactions are slowing down for the real estate folks. But one of the things that's exciting, in my opinion, for those people on the sales side or trying to generate transactions, there's like $35 trillion in retirement accounts in the United States. So there's a lot of people right now that might be on the sidelines with like the traditional things that they might be doing. And if you come to them with your program and you say, hey, you know, again, when I was talking to the real estate people, it's like, well, you can talk to people about buying real estate in their IRA or in their HSA, because there's a lot of money that people have been accumulating for years that they don't know what to do with from an investment perspective. So maybe they are investing in real estate. Maybe they're investing in curing a specific diagnosed disease with your health program. You can tap into the health savings account. So hopefully that's helpful from a sales perspective. If you're just someone who is trying to improve their health, or you know someone who has severe health problems that has been diagnosed with those things from a doctor, you can show them this episode or this the link in the episode or to the IRS website, and they can start deducting things to get on their own fitness journey. So, all right, guys, hope you had a great day or have a great day, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us this week on Build Your Wealth Muscle. The links mentioned in this episode are available in the show notes. For video clips and more information on tax and retirement strategies for fitness entrepreneurs, please follow my Instagram at ThePatDarby. If you found value in this episode, please do us a favor and share with a friend. If you tag me, that'd be appreciated also. Lastly, for help implementing any of the topics discussed, please book a call. The link is also in the show notes. Thank you again for listening, and have a great day.